Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. So today I want to talk about how I see spirit. So this is again another question that has been asked recently quite a lot, but always actually. It's something that's always thrown at me. And it's something that I really like in every mediumship reading that I do. I really like to give a little bit of education as to how I communicate with the spirit world, because I don't believe that everybody should have to go and see a medium every time they want to communicate with a loved one in the spirit world. Everyone has mediumistic abilities. It's about harnessing them, seeing how subtle they are, tuning into them, and then being able to use them for your own benefit. So seeing a medium is great because it validates all the information that you already know, and it proves to you that, yes, you're not going crazy. You are communicating with spirit. Now, essentially for me, so the question that I was sent today was, how do you see spirit? Are they see-through? And essentially it's not like that. So you know, we watch a movie and a ghost comes through or a spirit comes through and they are essentially exactly as they were, but they might become a little bit see-through or, you know, things like that. And some people, I can only speak for myself, but some people do see spirit directly standing in front of them. Most don't. So when I see spirit, I'm seeing them in my mind's eye. So if I said to you, take a moment and picture your kitchen at home, picture that for me. You can see that in your mind. You can see exactly what your kitchen looks like and you can describe it to me. That's how I see spirit. So I'll just know, I'll feel it through my clairsentience, which is my clear feeling. Oh, spirit's here. The energy's changed. And then I'm looking through my mind and I'm seeing what spirit looks like and I'm feeling how they are and I'm feeling their energy and I'm feeling how their energy influences the room and how it makes me want to act and all that kind of fun stuff. But I'm seeing them in my mind's eye. Now, there's been a few occasions where I have seen them in front of me, almost in that see-through modality that you would imagine from the movies, but I just want to make, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, but I just want to make it really clear that that is truly not how we're seeing spirit most of the time. And the reason that I want to share this with you is not to call other mediums out, but so that you know how to have conversations with your loved ones in the spirit world as well. That's the reason that I shared this with you. So the two times, let me jump into this. Actually, there's a couple more. Before I knew that I was psychic, medium, before I knew any of that stuff, I remember we built our second house and we were sitting in the lounge room and I said to my husband, someone just walked through the backyard. And I was like, oh, it's a ghost. And I was dead serious. And he's like, oh yeah. And it was so funny looking back now, because neither of us were spiritual and neither of us were shaken by the fact that our fully locked up backyard, that a ghost just walked past the window. He was wearing a fluoro, but he was kind of see-through. And I was like, interesting. So, you know, that was an occasion that I saw spirit in front of me rather than using my clairvoyance, my internal clairvoyance within my head, if that makes sense, through my third eye. Now the time, so this is, I was like balls deep into my spiritual experience at this time, but, you know, communicating with spirit. And often our most prevalent qualities in life are how we communicate best with the spirit world. So for me, I'm a big feeler. So it's feelings and I feel things in my body and then also my clairsentience. I just know. So it's like I'm recalling my own memories. I just know this, but I don't know this person. Spirit's placing the information there. So for me, it's claircognizance and clairsentience. So knowing and feeling. If I was a more visual person, perhaps like my husband, he might be more seeing, if that makes sense as well. Anyhow, I love to get off topic, but it was grand final. I can't remember what year it was. It was a couple of years ago. Richmond were playing Geelong. So my family is Crazy Richmond. My great uncle is Captain Blood, Jack Dyer. And my husband's family is Crazy Geelong. Now, my husband is horrific to watch footy with, like particularly in the finals, just yells. It's not a great experience for anyone. And my family that I came from were watching the footy out at my brother's house. So, and my husband was so nervous. Anyway, I've peered around the lounge room door and I saw my husband's pop sitting next to him on the couch and he's passed. And he was sitting there with his radio because he used to listen to the footy on the radio. and they were both so nervous, and they were both so like, and my stomach's in knots as I tell this story again. They were both so like that I couldn't even tell my husband because he didn't care. Like he just, at that point in time, all he cared about was, don't speak to me. I've just got to wait until this footy game's over. I don't even enjoy it, you know, that kind of thing. And I peered around my lounge room door and I went, oh. And I came back and I peered around the lounge room door again and I was like, holy fuck, what was that? Anyway, I decided at halftime, I put the kids to bed and I decided that I would go to my brother's house. It's about a 40-minute drive from ours and watch the rest of the game there with my family because I knew that Dan just wanted to be alone and I might as well be with my family in that point and whatever. Anyway, I walked into my brother's house. My brother was there and his wife and their children and my parents and my cousin. And I saw my uncle standing in the background. And he's also passed. And I was like, fuck. And it was incredible. It was beautiful. He celebrated with them. Pop was gone by the time I got home. He obviously wouldn't have been very happy with the outcome. But I remember driving home and voice noting my mentor and being like, things have just exacerbated for me massively. And it was really cool. It was a really cool experience, but it was something that is not every day. And it's certainly not every day in how I'm communicating with the spirit world. You know, another clear incident that's sitting in my mind, I'm sitting in my little studio where I do my readings and recording for you guys at the moment. And this was a dear groom of mine. So I have been a professional marriage celebrant for the last 12 years. Now I only do friends and family, but I had done a wedding maybe 3 years earlier and I was about to start reading for someone else. And I just looked up and again, it was more so in my mind's eye. I saw the groom. He said, hello. And I said, oh, hello. He said, I've got some messages. Great. No problem. And I wrote them down and I messaged his beautiful wife. And I said, look, I've got a message. Are you open to hearing it? If you are, I'll send it through. If not, you just let me know when I am. And she was, and the message was really, it was really time. What's the word? It needed to be delivered in that time because they were trying to decide what to do with some of his things. And the message was about that. So that was really quite beautiful. And that was, you know, again, in my mind's eye, but you know, if we're staring out a window and all of a sudden we're picturing this and we're picturing that, that kind of overcomes and overtakes our senses more so than what's directly in front of us as well. So in answer to that question, how do I see spirit? Are they just see-through beings of what they were? No, they're really not. It's really just feeling into their energy and then they're showing me things about how they looked in their human lifetime. The other thing, and slightly off topic, that it's really great to remember as well is that spirit will not always present exactly as they were when they passed. So for instance, if I die, 90 years old, gray hair, you know, frail little lady, that's not how I want to show up in the spirit world. I want to show up as the 36-year-old goddess witch that I am now. You know what I mean? So spirit will not always show up as they were when they passed. They can show me themselves as a vibrant young woman and they can say, I led a great life. I lived until I was 97. Fantastic. Babies as well, as I touched on in a previous episode about spirit babies. If a baby passes in the womb or if a baby passes early on, they will often grow with their family. So they will present at 20 years old if they passed 20 years ago, which can be really cool as well. So in the spirit world, we don't really care too much about appearances. We care about memories. We care about energies. We care about love and all that kind of beautiful stuff. So it's not as visual as you think. Lots of mediums can be quite visual. Some of my students are like, I can see this in front of my eyes. And I'm like, fantastic. But for me, that's not how I work. I see it all within my mind. If you've ever seen me do a reading, you'll notice that I'm looking blankly and generally up at the sky as well. And I'm just kind of speaking, but I'm not really taking anything in visually. I'm really just delivering through a channel, through like a conveyor built through a revolving door of messages through my crown and out my throat. So I hope that makes sense, my friends. As always, you can always write in and have any of your questions answered on anything psychic development. Totally my jam. It's my goal here in this lifetime to spread my light, to share my knowledge, and to help others kind of uncover their gifts and step forward within them. So thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.